Mr. Chairperson, Mr. Director General, Excellencies, distinguished guests, FAO colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to accept the SEN Award on behalf of hundreds of women and men from Mogadishu to Rome, who works with determination, sometimes facing serious risks and danger, to contribute to establishing a food security nation in Africa, Somalia. This award highlights the breakthrough in response to the 2011 Somali famine that put half of the Somali population at great risk. While the situation has greatly improved today, 1 million hungry people is still too high as a number for us. In our work to respond to the worst famine in the last decades, we had to be proactive. And thanks to our donors, we were able to respond fast and by using creative cash-based intervention, putting food on the table of many thousands of families. This was not a FAO achievement alone, but one of the Somali people, Somali government, and a humanitarian community that stood up to the challenge of the time. During our emergency response, we continuously ask questions such as, how do we reach these people in need? How can we go beyond relief? How can we prepare them to face future shock? The answer varied, but one, it was obvious. People is not helpless. That's why resilience building forms the bedrock of our current programming. With this new renewed commitment, we are confident to achieve the objective set by the FAO leadership, a hunger-free Somalia. As I conclude, please allow me to express special gratitude to the following people. The FAO management, the Director General, his two deputies, Director General, whose dedication to the centralized offices, particularly in Somalia, inspired many of us. Lastly, to my colleagues, FAO staff, from Rome to Mogadishu, I cannot thank you enough. Let this award be a sign of hope that, yes, together, working as one, we can still make a difference. Thank you.